Turn on. Tune in. Wig out. Get ready to rock radio.
Now, do you always keep an eye out, David, for great new players? Because you've always attracted and worked with some of the best musicians of the day. We mentioned John Lord. You've mentioned Cozy Powell. Steve Vai?
I work very closely with a guy called Michael McIntyre, a.k.a. Boris Brutal. And Mikey's kind of like my acting manager, so everybody goes through him. He has files full of people, you know, who've sent in tapes and CDs of their work. It's amazing how many people want to be a snake. When we announced that Brian Tichy had left, you'd be shocked at some of the names that came forward, for the gig. Whereas basically Tommy was there immediately.
You would be the final arbiter, but would you have ideas about who you'd like to feature in your band rather than other people tell you?
Oh, without a doubt. Although I must give credit where credit's due, I remember that Rod McSween, my agent of over a quarter of a century and my dear friend, he was the one who said, David, you should check out John Sykes. I didn't know the Tigers. Oh, actually, that was right. He joined Lizzie kind of at the end, and I invited Lizzie to special guest me on some European shows to check out this Sykes. And I thought John had incredible potential. Beautiful-looking guy, very talented, and unfortunately we did get to work together. And he also was the one who was recommending Tommy Aldridge to me way back when I had Cozy, you know.
Hmm. Well, let's move on then to the final track here, which is going to be Forevermore, the title track of your current studio album. Great, great track too.
It's the price of admission alone.
It is, and that was very well said, actually. Now, tell us, David, about the live album and the DVD due out in April, how it compares to other live releases from a personal point of view.
David, with respect, you're asking the wrong one, because I just don't do comparison. I've been a professional recording artist for 40 years. I'm not going to compare Richie to Jimmy Page, to Tommy Bolin, to Bernie Marsden, to Adrian Vandenberg, to John Sykes, to Doug Aldridge. You know, I just take these guys. If I feel that these guys can help me take Whitesnake to the next level, then welcome aboard. But I don't do comparisons. The 2004 Live in the Still of the Night is a great visual record of the band at that time and a smashing gig at Hammersmith, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is a great memory. I wasn't even going for a DVD this year. We were very generously offered... to headline this Loud Park, which I hadn't headlined at a Japanese festival since 1984, so that was just an irresistible opportunity. The only thing I had to agree to was to let them use three of the songs for a TV special. So when Doug, Michael McIntyre, and I were mixing the project, we're going, Christ, this looks fantastic. It was high def, you know. So we had the company send us over the rest of the film and went, wow, this would make a fabulous income. You know, and it was a great tour, the world tour, that Forevermore world tour. We did 98 shows, no cancellations, great memories, and this is a fabulous snapshot from that time. For anybody who either missed the show or wants to relive it, it's a perfect snapshot from the 2011 tour.
And I think that puts it very well, actually. I think we should regard these as snapshots of particular tours. And you're very right to say that, you shouldn't compare and contrast. This is Whitesnake as it was.
Yeah.
You don't long for other periods. I know I speak to a lot of people who've gone, oh, you must miss the... No! Are you kidding me? These are the best years of my life.
All right, well, that's where we came in. So, very briefly, are there any plans for a new studio album?
The record company, we have a fabulous, healthy relationship, a mutual admiration society with Frontiers, our Italian record company. And we've been talking recently about the potential of a new record, which I'm very happy to take the challenge for. However, for me to take a year off work is an expensive premise, which has to be supported by an advanced in order to do this, you know? There's a lot of mouths to feed in Whitesnake. So if somebody's prepared to ante up, then that's very possible. But to be honest, we're working right now. We're finishing off for July, Made in Britain, a double live CD from the same tour. Don't worry, it'll be very different. And the second CD of that's called Whitesnake, the World Record, where we've taken one song from different cities all over the world. And at the end of the year, we're coming out with Forevermore, the complete collection, a limited edition box set, which will feature everything Forevermore related, plus outtakes, remixes, acoustic versions, behind-the-scenes stuff. And then I think there's closure for that, you know? 2014, we have three special editions, of expanded editions. I'm so excited about this. For Starkers in Tokyo, Into the Light, and Restless Heart. I mean, they're fantastic. You know, each one, there's behind-the-scenes video of the songwriting, the pre-production, the recording, the making of video. It's just riveting viewing for anybody who enjoys Whitesnake.
So there's lots to come.
A new album in there. Good luck, DC.
Well, look, that must be another subject for an interview, I think, David, in the future. But thank you very much indeed for joining Get Ready to Rock.
David, my best respects to you and yours.
And all the very best to you for the tour and for the new album.
Bless you, cotton socks. Ta-ra, love.